So what we're going to do is to, I think, improve the efficiency of the rest of the day. Item 19, which is an uncontested item, I will move it before the TMDL item, but there was one speaker card request that I had, although it did come after the public comment period. As a matter of courtesy, I will allow this to take place now, so you will get your 3 minutes. And Becky, so thank you. Happy Friday.
You. Thank you very much for making this exception. My name is Becky Steinbruner. I'm a resident of Aptos, just up the way here. And the reason I am late is because I was videotaping the construction site that I did write you about, the Aptos Village Project. Barry Swenson Builder is the developer there. They were bulldozing an archaeological site without an archaeologist on board, and I needed to videotape that. So thank you for making the exception. What I wrote to you about, and I hope that you've had an opportunity to review, is what I and many in my community consider an egregious disregard by Barry Swenson Builder and their subcontractor, Santa Cruz Underground Paving, of an illegal underground storage tank removal from the Aptos Village Project construction site in March of last year. This is an historic site. It's an old railroad area. There was a historic apple barn that has been relocated as part of the new development. But what was not really paid attention to was that there was a very important apple dryer and vinegar works business in the area on the construction site associated with that historic business, which burned to the ground in 1926. There was a buried diesel tank. On March 1st of 2016, crews from Barry Swenson Builder and Santa Cruz Underground Paving unearthed the tank. They did not stop. They took it out. It ruptured. It polluted the soils. I happened to come up on it shortly after they had taken it out of the ground, but other residents did see them take it out. And so many of us saw the site where the tank had actually come out of the ground. That everything was covered up. They did not notify the county environmental health, the CUPA, the Certified Unified Protection Agency. And the way the county environmental health actually found out about it was 3 days later, after everything had been covered up and the tank hauled out in the middle of the night, which is also witnessed by residents. The county building inspector showed up and smelled the diesel. It leaked hundreds of gallons of diesel and other contaminants. So that's when county environmental health got involved. And I must say that Mr. John Gerbrandt from County Environmental Health has done a stellar job in protecting the people. What he is constrained by is, in my opinion, a zeal by other people in the county to make sure that this development moves forward. So initially the case was referred to Mr. Tom Sales at... Oh, dear, I better be fast.
Yeah,
so it was referred to to Regional Water Quality Control. And upon the the say-so of the developer's consultant, it was determined that there was no problem with the groundwater contamination, and so it was referred back to County Environmental Health for soil remediation as a low-threat closure.
Can you wrap up, please?
I'll wrap up. So that case was closed, but without proper process. There were no punch tests conducted to determine for sure that there was no contamination to the groundwater. There was no risk assessment. The report was incorrect in saying that there are no wells nearby when there are, in fact, two, one of which is a new well drilled on the site. It's a separate parcel, but it is on the site by Soquel Creek Water District. County Environmental Health Specialist Mr. Fillmore did recommend that they test this new well for the panel of contaminants that were found in the the tank excavation, which the actual tank is 75 feet away. They found gasoline-related things.
You need to wrap up.
All right, I'm sorry. I just want to ask that your board take the authority that you do have under Water Code 13267 and Resolution 2012-0016 and reopen this investigation to make sure that the health and safety of the public and the environment, it's a riparian area flanked by creeks on both sides, that it is protected. And I thank you very much. I do have historic photos I could not make copies of, but I will pass them around for your view and ask that I get them back at the end of the day. I will be on the tour as well. And again, thank you for making exception here this morning.
All right.
Morning.
So, Mr. Robertson, do you have a comment on this?
Public
comment? Thank you.
First of all, Ms. Steinbruner mentioned that Tom Sales of our underground storage tank staff has looked into this. We will take her letter, and we will also I'll direct her to Harvey Packard to look at the photographs. Pictures of the photographs.
Her letter is in your folder.
Right. Thank you, Ms. Olson. And then we'll circle back to the board and report out on what our opinion is, what our technical opinion is on this with respect to going forward and reopening, or is it appropriate to leave it as it is?
Okay. So we'll approach this with the same protocol we have in the past when a public comment brings to our attention a particular item, such as this one, the action step is at one of our next board meeting that as part of the EO report, you give us an update.
Perfect.
Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the site. I used to live a couple miles from there, and it is flanked by a couple of creeks. So I assume that once we've taken a look at it and staff has decided if and what the response is, that Ms. Steinbruner will be circled back to as well. Is that
absolutely
correct?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right, so thank you.